Willkommen zu einer Special-Ausgabe vom I Know Your Game Podcast. Momentan finden in Köln ja immer noch die Gamescom statt und ich hatte heute die Möglichkeit, mit Jason Kapalka zu reden. Das ist der Co-Founder und Creative Director von PopCap Games. Die kennt man vielleicht von Bejeweled, Peggle oder auch Plants vs. Zombies. Und das kommt ja jetzt bald für die Xbox 360 raus, als ein Xbox Live Arcade-Titel. Und ich konnte ihn jetzt, wie gesagt, ein paar Fragen stellen. Und was er darauf zu antworten hat, das könnt ihr euch jetzt anhören.
Towards the zombies.
Yeah. Maybe the only zombies ever.
That's exactly it.
I think we have the cutest zombies ever.
The head of our customer service, like, she manages basically the entire customer service of the whole world. If you have a meeting with her or she's on the phone, she doodles zombies, but she can draw the PopCap zombie. Eva can draw the PopCap zombie as well as someone in the art department, but she themes them. She draws, like, wedding zombies. I've seen zombies getting married in a meeting with her and all sorts of things.
It's
kind of funny because she looks after customer service. She's not in the art department, but they're so ingrained. Like, it is... And we've had life size, so have you ever seen the temp worker videos? So we do actually have full size
costumes
of zombies. They've been in the New York parades and the Halloween parade, stuff like that. But yeah, they're much beloved at PopCap, even though they eat brains.
Well, so wait for the movie.
I definitely gonna see it.
A lot of German people, in particular, ask about the movie. It's kind of a funny thing.
Weird people have talked about it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It needs to be a good concept. I think that's what it keeps coming back to. You know, the zombies are divas. They need to make sure they're represented in a good way.
Yes, maybe it'll be a first. The first cute zombie game and the first good video game movie. We can hope anyway.
Okay. Now I start my first question because. Now Plants vs. Zombies coming to Xbox, what were the key focuses to bring the game to a console? I mean, it originally was released on iPhone, now on Xbox, what was important to carry over?
Well, it was originally actually released for PC and Mac, of course, and then it went to iPhone and then to iPad. So every time we did another version of it, we were trying to add something that would make it, you know, special for that particular platform. So, you know, the one before this was iPad, and we put in some modes there where you can use, you know, up to 10 or 11 fingers on doing things, because that's, you know, that's what the iPad is good at. So when we did the version for Xbox, we wanted to do stuff, you know, that's different there, and then the stuff that Xbox is good at is multiplayer, you know, and, you know, people playing, especially in the same room. That's just really what, you know, consoles are good for. So we did put a lot of effort when we did the Xbox version to making sure that it was a fun game for people to play together in the same room. And so the two multiplayer modes were added. There's a bunch of other little details and stuff, you know, obviously trying to make sure that it looks good in high definition. Doing stuff with Xbox Live leaderboards, I don't know if you saw that or not, but the leaderboards have, they're designed as little houses. So they actually... So the leaderboards were done as not connected to houses, but the little houses. So the further you get, the more glamorous your house becomes, and achievements depending how you do in the versus modes, you get stacks of dead plants or zombies and so forth, and then. If you're connected to Xbox Live, you can move around a neighborhood and you see the other, your friends' houses and so forth. So, just little details like that to try to take advantage of the stuff that Xbox does better than the PC. So, that was a big thing. It was just trying to make sure that, you know, it felt like a game that was designed for the Xbox, not something that had been sort of just, you know, ported over. Because we know that some people will buy this who already have that, you know, the version on the iPhone or the version on the PC. So we want to make sure that they felt like they're getting something, you know, worthwhile, even if they already had bought it on a different platform.
And how long has this game been in development?
Just about a year, I think, actually.
Okay.
So it takes a while. There's also, you know, some of the stuff just took a lot of balancing. So the multiplayer stuff, You know, especially if you're doing the custom versions where you can pick your own plants and zombies, there's a fair amount of play balancing to make sure that there's no broken strategies. And then there's just a lot of the testing for Microsoft. You have to do a lot of certification and so on. So, yeah, about a year.
You mentioned the multiplayer mode. Can you give us a little insight of what we can we expect from it?
Yeah, well, there's two versions. There's the versus mode, which is actual plants versus zombies, and one player takes control of the plants. The other player controls the zombies. In this case, the zombies play in a manner that's a little bit like the plants, in that you put down resources and units that you can harvest. In this case, the zombies get brains instead of suns. And then the goal of the zombies is to invade the player's house, and the goal of the players is to shoot three of the zombies' target markers. So a typical game plays for about 5 minutes, and you know, you can customize your loadout with different types of plants and zombies, so there's an interesting kind of collectible card game style of collectible card game thing in which you can take different units to try and counter the other player's units. So there's a lot of actual interesting strategy, as well as it just being kind of a fast game. And then the co-op mode allows for both players to play on the side of the plants, but they can. There's various things they can do to cooperate with each other. They can. There's special sun, double suns that both players have to move their cursor to be able to pick up. There's also a butter mode where you can hold your cursor over a zombie and paralyze him with a piece of butter, and you know that's very effective for stopping the dangerous zombie. But you can't do anything else at that time. So it's a good teamwork thing where you can hold a zombie in place while the other player puts down plants or whatever to take care of it. It works for people who want to compete with each other, but also more casual players who want to just kind of have fun and help each other out.
Okay, last question. When will it be released, and have you any DLC plans or support it in the future?
It releases on September 8th. And DLC, we've definitely thought about it. There's a good chance that we'll have some sort of DLC in the future, both for the Xbox, and we've thought about it for other versions like the iPhone and iPad. So, there's a good chance we'll have something like that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much.